Welcome again to Giselle of Canada, who sings and plays her songs for you both in English and in French.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Mesdames et messieurs.
Well, Giselle, what do you propose as entertainment for our guests today? It should be something very special because they're America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
Well, how would it be if we all start off together down by the station? Like to ride the train, whether in California or even up in Maine. Makes no difference if you're 2 or 92, but no horse in the bug is like the old shoe. Down by the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master turn the little handle, chug, chug, whoop, whoop, up we go. While I'm waiting for the train, change another quarter, gotta be the porter. Chug, chug, boop, boop, looks like rain. Now down by the station early in the morning, see the little suitcases hopping on the train. See the little hankies waving at the people, chins up. Maybe we'll hit the coast and then we may go up to Maine. What's the difference if you're 2 or 92? Let's all get your dollies on the old choo-choo. Get a boat. All aboard.
Here's a sad but very sweet French song for our guests. J'ai laissé mon cœur. I have left my heart.
Jamais retrouver
Guests of today. Everything happens to them that happens in your house and in my house and in the neighbors' houses. Only more so. They're Ozzie and Harriet Nelson, of course. And welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Rupert. It's nice to be here.
It sure is. I like the idea. I've always taken a special interest in Canada anyway, and things like...
Giselle?
Yes. I mean, no, yes. Well, yes, in a musical. Now, don't get me all mixed up. What I mean is, when you think about Canada and the United States and the way we get along.
Good, eh?
And these days, it's terrific. Just for example, look at the stamp on this letter you wrote asking us to come over. Look at that picture.
On the stamp?
Yeah, see?
Oh, yes, that's the picture of the peace bridge between Canada and the United States.
Sure, and look at that bridge. Joining two countries to commemorate 100 years of peace between them. That's good stuff. We should have more of it.
Yes, a couple of 100 years more of it. And in a lot more places. I got 2 kids growing up.
Well, that's what I mean. There ought to be a lot more of them.
Oh, now, Ozzie.
Oh, I think he means bridges, Harriet.
Of course I do.
Oh.
Well, to build up more goodwill, Ozzie?
Well, sure. Get people visiting back and forth more. Swapping stories and getting better acquainted. Just can't figure how much that bridge has done to build up goodwill.
I guess you're right there.
Oh, leave it to a couple of men to get things backwards.
Why, what do you mean, Harriet?
Well, the bridges don't build the goodwill. The goodwill builds the bridges.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, wait a minute, dear. I haven't finished. Why does anybody want a bridge? Why does anybody want to cross from Canada to the States, or from the States to Canada? Isn't it because we have things down here that the Canadians want, and over there in Canada are things that we want?
Well, sure, anybody knows
that. So we start sending things to Canada, and Canada sends things back to us, and people on both sides of the line find that they're all helping each other and getting better off.
That's what's called international trade.
You can give it all the big names you like, but that's what it is. And pretty soon people get to liking each other's goods and liking each other. And they build bridges to make it easier to go back and forth, see? Goodwill builds bridges. And it brought Giselle down here, too.
She's a very clever woman, my wife. Don't you think so, Rupert?
Oh, I do indeed, Ozzie. And now, Harriet, a little goodwill offering from Giselle to you.
Young Molly, who lives at the foot of a hill, whose fame every maiden with envy doth fill. Her beauty is left with so ample a share. Men call her the lass with the delicate hair, with the delicate air. Men call her the lass with the As I traverse the grove, in thought of retirement, not dreaming of love, I chance to espy the game if I declare. And really she had a most delicate hair, a most delicate hair. And really she had a most delicate hair. repeated my suit, but silver commander affects to be mute. Then tell me ye swains who have conquered the fair, how to win the dear life with the delicate care, with the delicate care. How to win the dear life with the
Giselle, will you do me a favor and sing one of my favorites, Among My Souvenirs?
Avec plaisir, monsieur.
There's nothing left for me of days that you
thanks to Ozzie and Harriet for being with us today. I enjoyed them, and I hope you did, too. Au revoir.
This is Rupert Lucas promising to bring Giselle back next week, same time, same station. You'll have as our guest of honor a wonderful actor by the name of Edward Arnold.
That old rain, le jour et la nuit, j'attendrai.